Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome to the show. Good morning, everybody. I have your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, our co-host, Seth Patbagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up today. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun one. We've also got Campbell's Soup is dropping the soup.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Got to get into that one. We've got that coming up for you in a little bit. National Preparedness Month. We will get prepared.
Oh, that's good.
We'll get into that one. And we're going to be joined today by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked Awesome.
It's awesome. We will be looking forward to that.
Melissa should talk like that all the time.
That'll be.
Yeah. I should always talk like that.
I actually, you know what? Every once in a while, I think it's a new character. I think we have to invent a character,
for her to play.
Yeah, yeah. We will have Addison Morin, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024, coming in today at 9 o'clock.
Wonderful. Very cool.
We're going to talk with her about what it's like being, you know, in that position and having that crown, and her community service initiative, specializing special education, creating acceptance.
Ooh. Wow, that sounds cool.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking to Addison. She'll be joining us a little bit later. After that, we will get into some entertainment news. Going to have some fun there. And we have 20 older names that will never be popular again, possibly.
We didn't get to this the other day.
We did not. No.
We will go into overtime if we have to. We are getting to that.
Names are important.
They are. We would be remiss if we did not start today with it remembering September 11th and 9/11. Mm-hmm. This day is also Patriot Day, and it gives us time to reflect on the devastating terror attacks that took nearly 3,000 lives, remembering those that fought so bravely for freedom for our people. We commemorate those who we lost and give thanks to the brave first responders who put their lives on the line. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to ask our fellow Americans to take a moment. I think we all do this, whether you live through 9/11 or not. It's interesting to think of the amount of people that remember right where they were as much as the generations that have come by that did not live through 9/11. Right. Our connections with this day.
Mm-hmm.
My two biggest things with this day is certainly remembering and honoring those that we lost. And the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of this day, and this is not the first year I've felt this, it's just... unfortunately, I've gotten a bit cynical with it. I feel that we have not learned our lesson on one degree. Now, if you would go to fly in a plane right now, you're going to be in TSA line for a little while, and you will never hear me complain about that, not once. And I feel it's foolish to anybody that does.
Right.
Our skies are safe. Our land has been safe. That's an important thing. But the divisiveness of our country, because September 12th, September 13th, September 14th, September 15th, September 16th, it kept going. We were unified. And as much as I wish it wasn't this way, I've never seen our country more unified. And I dare anybody to say we have. Outside of that week, those months afterwards, how we were as a people. New Yorkers were nice to each other, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Like, we treated each other with class, with respect. We treated each other like Americans, like our ancestors did, like our founding fathers intended us to treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get along on everything. They didn't agree on everything, but they were able to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we need to fall on. We need to remember. If we don't, we completely dishonor those that fought for us and worked so hard to get through that day. Just get through that day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more unified. We need to come together more. And we will get into that more in a moment. I'll wrap up with this. I have a quote that I want to read, but I'll do it at the end of the show because this is too good of a segue, because what I'm talking about is something that was on display last night. In the debates.
Mm.
And I want to talk about the debates, but I don't necessarily want to get into a political conversation with it because we, for one, the morning show here, we try to be your guys' break from some of that as much as possible. But I do think that regardless of who you are voting for in November, and I do think that people already had their minds made up. I don't know the percentage, but I don't think it could be a high percentage of votes that were changed yesterday. You saw more so on display was, hey, this is who we've been saying we are. Both parties, both candidates really were themselves and really were what we have seen of them and what we expected of them. But there was a clear difference of a person who was being divisive and a person who could not go 5 seconds without insulting somebody like a child or had anything coherent to say, quite blatantly. And a person who was trying to unify us, who was trying to bring us together. And that is something we cannot lose sight of. Regardless of who you vote for in November, regardless of what happens after November, on November 6th, November 7th, November 8th, and so on, we need to get back to that feeling. It should not take a tragedy. It should not take American lives to bring us together.
Yeah.
That's a shame on all of us for that. Mm-hmm. And we need to get better and be better and treat each other better. We don't have to root for the same sports team. We don't have to like the same political party. But we do have to treat each other with class, with respect.
Because we all have to still have to live together afterwards.
Yeah.
We
and
still have
one
to be
country.
Together. Exactly.
And we need shorter debates. My God. That was a tour de force, man. It was. Can we just be honest about this? It was a long debate. I watched every second of it. I feel it was important to watch it. I'm not at all complaining, but
I'll do you one better. Not only do we need shorter debates, we need a shorter window of campaigning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We need to limit how much we
can campaign. There's a lot of other countries that do that, and I look at those countries, I'm like, oh, so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be so nice to just, you know, only like 2 months or something. You know, just keep it smaller. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know that they need longer. Like,
that's the thing.
You know, it,
like you said, James, we already know their positions on basically everything in the debate last night. That there wasn't any big, wow, that's, you know, I didn't expect that. No, it was basically the same thing. We know. So can't we just go and vote now?
I don't know. I understand the purpose of it and the need to. There was a lot of questions. And even with all those questions, there were still things that I felt like were not addressed and should have been, mm-hmm. and important ones.
Yeah.
Where I did feel like some of the questions I didn't feel were as necessary as other ones should have been. That's nitpicking, and I admit that. I bring that up in part because that's my only real critique of the commentators.
Yeah.
And the moderators. Yep. The moderators and the work that they did. Because, again, regardless of who you believe in and what where party you're going to side with or any of this stuff, incredible job by those two.
I didn't watch much, but it did seem like they did a pretty good job.
I thought it was very impressive. Because for me, I would have wanted to be this guy in Idaho, Dave Rush. David Rush, who is all over the place, is always breaking records. Idaho man with more than 181 Guinness World Records.
You recognize the name.
Added another title to the name, donning boxing gloves and punching balloons.
Oh.
He said he looked up the record for most balloons burst with boxing gloves in 1 minute and stood at 33. He increased to 37 while he was training and had a record 68.
Whoa. That's impressive.
I think it'd have been fun to get some steam out and just get a little release and just, you know, pop some balloons. You're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, just punching balloons, right?
Popping balloons. That seems like one of the more fun ones to do. I like the idea of, I'm going to break the Guinness World Record for most things broken in a minute. I can do that one. I got that.
Balloons are safe and cheap. That's the good thing. You don't have to worry about breaking that. I'm guessing they had it like on a wall. Like they were pinned up against a wall or something, so you could just boom, 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 go down the line kind of thing. Because I'm trying to think of like a helium balloon in the middle of it. It's like, I can't. I'm trying to.
I do like the idea of the balloons being moving.
That'd make it a lot harder, right?
Punching a moving balloon. That does seem a lot harder. I don't know how that would go.
I'm sorry. What is that? Is that barbed wire? Get that off your glove. That's illegal.
And he's disqualified.
Disqualified.
Now that is you want to talk about shames. Shame for like cheating on a Guinness World Record, let alone breaking balloons, feels like one of those ones.
Can you imagine? That'd be funny. Oh my gosh.
We are gonna get to our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We got some celebrating to do. We're gonna do that in a moment, and then we got more fun coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you, talk about our good friends about over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go visit them right now. We got some great stuff going on over there. And we want to remind you that they have a great fundraiser coming up this Friday to benefit the Port Edwards Elementary School Parents Organization.
Oh, very nice.
They're donating a percentage of their sales on Friday and are doing a 50-50 raffle throughout the week.
All right.
Help them by ordering Friday between 4 to 8 or by signing up for the raffle. There's another reason why the debate took a lot of my voice is gone. Visit our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us, everybody.
Yeah.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. Keep in mind you can reach any of our staff with that kind of algorithm, that kind of way of doing it.
That's right.
Of course, you can hit us up on Facebook, WFHR or WIRI's Facebook pages, and call up.
That's right. Dial 715-424-2600, and you can wish your birthday or anniversary right now with us, here.
On the air. Live.
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 Direct.
We'll do it live. We want to hear from you, everybody. Call up and join us. It's one of our favorite things that when you guys do live birthdays and anniversaries, it's a lot of fun. Get them to us. We have a one or a two today. Let's see here. Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We get right into the celebrating. And we got a couple special ones to announce first. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's oldest nephew, Steve Fache.
Oh, happy birthday, Steve.
Steve is in Chiocton. We wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Steve. And we wish a very happy 53rd anniversary to Terry and Terry Steak.
Oh, Terry and Terry.
Terry and Terry. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
They now live up in Lake Tomahawk, and I don't know that he's fishing right now, but I would think that Terry might be fishing right now. Terry, of course, Terry Steak. You cannot talk about Central Wisconsin sports and not talk about Terry Steak. His legacy and what he did at this station is noteworthy and will be forever. It really will be. A great book that Terry has out there too, if you ever get a chance to take a look into that. And his wife Terry, a wonderful person. Wonderful person. Happy 53rd anniversary to you too. Happy 53rd. We wish happy birthday to Bobby London.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Enjoy your day, Bobby. I don't know if Bobby is a boy or a girl or a man or a woman, but I do know that that is a cool name.
It is.
Bobby London. That's a good name right there.
You could go get a job at Scotland Yard, nothing. Bobby London. Perfect, right?
I feel like American accent or not, they're going to give you the job. Get one of those
big
hats.
Happy birthday to them.
Yep, that's right.
Yes. Happy birthday, Bobby. Happy birthday. And a happy birthday to our friend Dan Greenwood.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, the owner and proprietor of Images and Ink here in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, him and his wonderful wife, Dawn, run the shop over there. First tattoo Dan did, and a good friend of the family as well. A good guy. One of the better people you're going to meet, Dan Greenwood. Enjoy your day, Dan. Talk with you soon, man.
Yes, indeed.
Have a good one. We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. Charles Kelly is 43. Lady A singer and the guy I always mix up with Charlie Kelly. I'd like to apologize to Charles Kelly.
Yes.
Because I got really excited at first when I saw that name because I love Charlie Day. I like Charlie
right,
Day.
Right,
like,
right, right, right. Whoops, whoops.
But he's good. He's he's, of course, a Lady A singer. His older brother, Josh Kelly, is also a singer. Charles has a Grammy, but Josh is also married to Catherine Heigl.
Okay. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Lucky guy.
Just found it out as I was reading it. Ludacris is 47.
His real name is Christopher. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, like Ludacris. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That State Farm commercial is pretty funny. He's sneaky funny there, that one. So
it always surprises me, the rapper that can flip that script. Ice Cube, Ice T, some of these guys, Snoop. I mean, nobody's done it like Snoop.
No.
Taraji P. Henson is 54. Knew her as Cookie on Empire. She's been in a bunch of stuff over the years.
Cool.
She was just in the new Kevin Hart, Samuel Jackson movie that came out on Peacock. Something of a Friday Night Fight or something like that,
I know
it was
what you
called.
Yeah.
Looks really good. My mom and dad loved it. My parents rarely come up to me and say, you have to watch a movie. It's always a book. It's never a movie. It's a book that they
tell me.
Because
you should read more, Jimmy.
I definitely should. Yes. Man, that while
Whoa,
I,
Jimmy.
That got me. Like, I immediately flinched at that. I almost picked up a book and I don't even
Wow.
Find one quick.
They thought that was a really good movie. They really liked
That's
it.
Cool.
She was really good in it. Harry Connick Jr. is 57.
Mm.
Crooner and former American Idol judge. One of the guys that helped keep crooning around and that style around and everything. Not a bad actor. The first real big role he had, he played like the serial killer, and it was not good.
No.
It was not good.
No, he needed stuff like Memphis Belle.
Yes.
He was really good in that. Like Independence Day, he was good in that.
Yes.
He was
very good
side
in
character.
Independence
yeah.
Day. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought he was very good in Independence Day. And he has got, I always love the singers that they sound great, wonderful voice, velvet type voice. And his talking voice, just as great. Got a great
he has a very good
nice
accent.
Yeah.
That Louisiana accent that he's got.
Yeah.
Man, you know, he grew up with the Marsalis family.
Yeah.
I mean, they all went to the same music school together. And the Marsalis father, Jay, was a teacher. And he went to his school. I mean, that's a pedigree right there, man.
I just got goosebumps thinking about that high school band.
Oh, my God.
Like, Harry Connick Jr., the Marcellus Brothers. Like,
yeah,
my
uh-huh.
God. They must have won every state competition there was. Moby is 59.
Oh.
Wonderful electronic artist.
Yeah, I like Moby.
Can't talk about the 90s and not mention Moby in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Or early odds.
Going to
anything.
The west side.
Yeah, it's nicely done.
He is, by the way, he is a distant relative of Herman Melville. Which is why he got he uses the nickname Moby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because his last name is actually Mel. I can't remember his first name, but his last name is Melville, and he's related distantly to him.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's why he took that stage name, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. The wonderful Virginia Madsen is 63. Oh. Helen Light in Candyman, Princess Aura in Dune. Great actor.
She is great.
She is a really strong actor. Let's see here. Tommy Shaw is 71, Styx guitarist. John Moss is 67, Culture Club drummer. And Mickey Hart is 81, Grateful Dead drummer.
Oh, my gosh. Musicians today.
Yeah.
All drummers. Yeah. Wow.
And we wrap up with one of America's better directors, the great Brian De Palma, born in the state in 1984. Director of so many good movies.
Yeah.
Carrie, Dressed to Kill, Mission Impossible, Carlito's Way, The Untouchables, Wise Guys. Scarface. I can keep going, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Mr. De Palma's got a heck of a career.
Yeah, yeah. He's directed some really good movies.
Pretty much been retired for a while now, but I keep hoping with some of these guys, like we're seeing with Francis Ford Coppola.
Right.
You know, there's an interesting thing, just a real quick note. The Megalopolis movie that's coming out of Francis Ford Coppola's, the trailer has been all over the place. We saw it during the debates last night. Something really cool about that trailer that I want people to pay attention to. If you watch the whole trailer, you get to the end of it, you see no studio name.
Mm-hmm.
No studio name, no brought to you by this or anything. Francis Ford Coppola movie, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've ever seen that before. That's incredible to me.
For a movie this size? No.
The movie of this size, this parallel, and these expectations and everything, and he put all of his own money into this.
Yes.
That is incredible.
You have to remember, he is a very successful wine owner. You know, the Coppola, it's very successful, so that's where a lot of the money came from. But still, I mean, that's taking a risk.
Yeah. We wish happy birthdays and anniversaries all around to all of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind you again to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with
we
y'all.
Do.
Get them to us, everybody. Call up like this person right here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I would like to turn two birthdays in.
Okay.
All right.
One, Cheryl, Cheryl, Feit, Feit.
Okay.
And Carrie, Cary, Fuller.
Okay. Cheryl and Carrie.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you say Cheryl's last name?
Fight.
Sight. Okay. Well, thank you very much for these. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thank you.
All right.
All right. You have Bye-bye. A great day. Thank you.
All right, more names.
Yes, Cheryl, Carrie, we wish you happy birthday.
We do indeed.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
This is a democracy. There is no dictatorship around here, but I would like to float out there that they automatically qualify.
I think that's cool.
I could go with that.
I have no problem with that.
Right, we're 3 for 3. All right, we'll do it.
There we go.
Throw them in the list.
All right.
All right. Make
the
it that
people
much harder.
Have spoken.
Yes. See, democracy, people. Look, it works.
Democracy of three.
It works.
I should have voted against just to be.
You know, it would have been funny.
Whatever, Malisha.
I can't vote again. What?
We have a call coming.
Okay.
Good morning. You're back on the air.
Yes. I forgot to tell you the date, the 27th of September.
Oh, they're not for today.
Okay. All right.
So then they can be in the lineup for
the 27th. I am marking that down. We have them ready to go for the 27th.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Have a great day. That's all right. Get those early.
Hey. Doesn't matter when the birthday is. We want them
now
for that time.
Now she can sit back and relax.
She's done.
I got them done. I got them out there. I did my part. If they forget them, that's on them.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got them in there. Nice job.
Nice.
And you also gave our audience a great example of how you can do this.
Exactly.
Now you can call up and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love hearing from you, everybody. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. You can call or text us. And thank you so much for downloading the app. We appreciate all of you out there supporting what we do.
A new one coming soon.
Yeah.
Oh, an updated app. Features. Yes.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this. I couldn't sample it. I couldn't try it out. I really wanted to. I'm excited.
Well, that's just because you're not an Android user. James.
I know, and I need to be.
The reviews are good so far coming in from the people who've been testing it. So
very excited about that. Be on the lookout for that wherever you get your apps, everybody, and take us with you wherever you go. And certainly check out all of our shows and our great Civic Media Network. I mean, there are so many great programs all up and down the state for you. And we are Wisconsin. That's what we do. We are Wisconsin. We take care
Local
of you guys.
Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Visit our friends at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Say hi to them. Wish them good morning. Check out these amazing specials for you. And keep in mind that their fundraiser this Friday will be going on from 4 to 8, where you'll be able to help the Port Edwards Elementary School Parents Organization and get in on that 50-50 raffle throughout the week, everybody.
Nice.
And awesome.
I tell everybody that comes in on Midday Magazine, if you're going to have an event, you better attach a raffle to it. I'm not kidding. There is no event that is going to be successful if you don't have a raffle with it, man. People love raffles.
They do around here, man.
Raffles are fun.
They are.
Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there. And, of course, our great listeners calling up. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick local break. We'll get to check out our local and statewide news and sports. Check in with our partners. We'll come back. And not only do we have the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up, but Campbell's is dropping the soup. I want to get into that one.
Dropping the soup.
And what word do you think visibly looks the most beautiful? That's a question for
think on that one.
Question for you guys and for the audience. Oh. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600 right here, 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good day out there. Cantaloupe playing us in a song you might have heard on Unlabeled.
Yes.
WFHR's Unlabeled. Every 8 to 9.
Or yesterday at 5 o'clock. Yeah. Rebroadcast, too. Yeah. So maybe caught it then. Yeah.
Get me your request for the 90s, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. Get us your request. 715-424-2600 if you want to. I'll take it right live on the air. Or you can hit me up, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be joined in a moment by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right.
And there's a conversation online where people are talking about the words that visibly look the most beautiful.
Mm.
Naturally, a common answer was Bob or some other ones.
Bob.
Because they're round and curvy letters and some of that. Someone else noted that the capital B looks like a couple of things, if you will. And there's plenty of other things that you can mention. But But where I think the conversation really got interesting was the actual idea of words that sound beautiful to they feel good to say. I joke about this all the time. Sheboygan.
Yeah,
canal. you know, these kind of words. I think canal is such a fun word to say. this kind of so there's this list here. You know, bed, Ohio, velvet. These are some of the first words that they're saying are beautiful looking words. elixir. Oh, elixir's a good one.
Elixir's a good one.
I like that one. I like that.
And it's kind of naughty. It's got an X in it.
Eloquent. Eloquent.
Eloquent.
Eloquent is a
good one. I'm going to say that Q is a very attractive letter. And you put that in any number of words, and I think it looks really cool.
Yes.
And if you write a cursive capital Q, a lot of people don't know what it is.
That's right.
It's true, actually.
Yeah, I forgot. I could write one if I tried. It's been that long.
It looks kind of like a two.
That's right. It does. Oh, yeah. Yes. But it doesn't look like the standard, you know, typed Q at all. So
right. It's not a
very
circle.
Odd.
It's not a big O with a little tail.
I will make myself write in cursive every once in a blue moon just to make sure that I can still write in cursive.
I can't. That's gone.
I do all the time.
I really don't want to lose that. I like the way it looks. I like writing in cursive. But I do feel some of what you're saying, Seth. Like, wait a minute. How did I make that letter again? You got to think about it for a second. So I want to keep up on that. I keep doing
But I think just, you know, part of it, you know, you writing in cursive looks nicer if you do it well. I was always terrible at it. My printing looks terrible. I just can't write very well, but I'm just going to put it out there. But if you've seen something that's like calligraphy, which is like, you know, really nice, that's really I'm fancy. Always impressed by that because I'm so far away from it. It's probably why.
Right. There are some people that I've known throughout my life that have just the most gorgeous, gorgeous cursive handwriting. It's not calligraphy. It's just cursive.
Really nice.
So pretty.
I remember there was a teacher I had, and I would have her, like, I would go out of my way to make her write things just because I really liked her writing. There's something about a good penmanship that is just very cool looking, and I think is interesting, and a lost art in some ways.
In a lot of ways, I think you're right, yeah.
Bassoon. Bassoon. Bassoon is another one they say. It's a beautiful word. And a beautiful one to say. A fun one to say. Awkward is not awkward to say.
No.
I have a really hard time spelling that word for some reason.
Awkward? Me too. Me too.
Sounds like it should have a Q in it, but it doesn't. So
I'm lucky I can spell Bob. I'm just not a speller.
It's got a W in a weird spot.
Well, it does. It's got two W's in it. That's awkward. That's awkward. The word awkward is awkward.
Well, you know, James, you know, with dyslexia, that just makes it twice as hard.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
To spell things. So,
it's messed up, man. Like, nobody who invented these words thought about us dyslexic people. Like, nobody.
That's because it would change all the time.
I suppose. It would make it a little more spelling.
But what does he say?
How fun would spelling bees be?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a lot more interesting.
It'd be like the top
geometry
sport.
Class. Yeah. You can figure out this with three different ways. Go ahead.
There you go. Right. Exactly. Oh my God.
Boy, there's another not a spelling bee, but a geometry bee. Man, that just seems like horrible. It does not seem like a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure it's a thing though. You can find it somewhere.
And my dad's ears perked up at that. Like, I watched that. Pretty dang cool. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger
is another word.
Cliffhanger.
Like. Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger.
And also the movie that terrorized me as a child.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well,
wow.
So we snuck out of bed because we smelled the popcorn. My older brother and I.
All right.
We weren't allowed to watch this movie.
Love
and
it.
We creeped out and peeked up behind the top of the couch. And the guy, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah.
It opens with Sylvester Stallone hanging above on a mountain, and oh my gosh, I've never run away so fast.
Hang on to me.
Could not sleep.
I've got you.
I have never watched the whole movie because the opening scene just terrified me.
She creeped out of her room to be creeped out.
Yep, that's what I did.
Wow, you've never finished it though, Melissa. As an adult.
Never.
Oh, wow,
I remember watching. I don't know how we got a cliffhanger. I remember watching it, you know, with a group of people, and the very beginning, you know, the opening scene is very famous, and I was like, oh no, there's no way that she's gonna fall. They would never do that. They would never do that. Oh my God, they did it.
Yeah.
So that kind of shocked me a little bit, but
the fact that we're talking about it, that it's a movie that for the audience out there, there's not many movies that three of us all know, we could talk about. I find it very so. Yesterday, Bree and I got together to record, mm-hmm. and it's always interesting when we find these things. Oh, we have that in common,
that's cool.
Just a check mark that we both are alike, and we're both completists. Neither of us, how bad a movie is or a book is or anything, we have to finish it.
Ouch.
And that's how Cliffhanger was for me. Because I went into it like, I get to see John Lithgow as a bad guy.
Yeah.
And
he bad guyed it up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He sure
right.
does.
He really did.
He takes it to 11 on that one.
He
Woo.
Sure did. But that and Sylvester Stallone's forearm. Like, how did that girl fall? How? That man, that's a tree trunk that he's got. Just like, hang on, I've got you.
Oh, my God.
What happens if Stallone was ever actually in a situation like that? Would the person hanging on be like, I don't know if he's, I want a second opinion.
I don't know. I don't know either. Have you ever seen Over the Top?
Yes.
The classic arm wrestling movie with, I'm sorry, we are so digressing right now, but I'm not
going to apologize.
It's, again, you get to see a lot of his arm, it's forearm, as a matter of fact, in that one. So,
Melissa, have you seen the movie Over the Top?
I have not.
So in this movie, I don't want to ruin it for you, but the big takeaway is that he's a rig driver,
yep.
and he's going around basically trying to get money, and I know his son has something to do with it and everything, but he's becoming an arm wrestler.
Like a professional arm wrestler.
And his big move that he wins all these matches with is he bends his thumb around the other guy's thumb.
Oh, that's where Christopher got it from. He used to arm wrestle my older brother, and that was
I'll bet you that's where he got it
thing.
From.
That's 100% where he got it from. Psychedelic. Psychedelic is another one.
Oh, psychedelic.
That's a fun one.
Psychedelic. Barbarella.
Are there any words that you find yourselves, either of you, saying that you say in part just because you like the way it sounds?
Yes.
You like the word.
Unique.
Unique's a good
I like unique. Or, like I was saying, I like Q a lot, so like Albuquerque. That looks and sounds cool to me.
Albuquerque is a fun one.
Yes.
Q words are great for comedy. This is actual scientific stuff that they teach
the hard
you
K
everything.
Sound. Yep.
Yes, the hard K sound. It's a classic comedy trope.
Yep.
I like verisimilitude.
Oh, wow.
Or is it verisimilitude?
Nope, verisimilitude.
I disagree.
I'm leaning with her on this one.
We can agree to disagree.
I really like the way she said it, so I'm going to lean on it.
We'll just drop it there.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins us. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. I looked up at the clock and went, oh, my God.
You had us regressing talking about movies.
We started with words, and then it moved to movies.
Killing time talking about Stallone movies. I was just about to get into Cobra.
Oh, God.
Phil, how is everything going over at the shop?
Oh, no, doing really well. Off to a great start this morning. So,
really good to hear.
Ready to go.
I imagine you guys are pretty busy over there, Phil. I don't want to keep you too long, but what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So, this is, a shorter word this time, so I don't know. I feel like I might have to change it after listening to your conversation. But I just went with the word Ken. K-E-N.
Okay.
And not Barbara Ken. Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, the definition of that word is one's range of knowledge or sight.
Yes, you're Ken.
Like a definition, trigonometry is beyond my ken.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that, Phil. I think that it's fun to be able to, these words that we've used our whole lives, to be able to kind of go back and actually look at the meaning, look at the definition, some of that, or see the versatility in some of these words. I think that's fun. That's part of what I love about the English language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's used really often
in
Scotland.
You hardly ever hear it used that way. And so I thought, that'd be cool to use. And I guess a hillbilly definition would be my kin has very little ken.
There you go. Nicely done.
That was good.
Phil, I want to try an experiment really quick because I'm afraid. Can you hear Melissa?
Hello, Phil. Can you hear me? My dulcet tones are across the radio waves.
You know what, James? I was going to tell you that last week I could not.
That's what I was worried about.
Okay, we're good. We're good now.
So I got to say, I got to tell you that the Scottish phrase that I hear a lot in the audiobooks that I listen to, I dinna ken.
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know. I dinna ken. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I really like that. Oh, I really like that.
Melissa reads a lot of Scottish books, apparently.
Yeah. Narrated by Davina Porter.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, Phil, what kind of projects are you guys up to over there?
Oh, lots of working on, again, the sports books heavy here the last few weeks for a lot of the local high schools doing their Assumption Lincolns and different sporting books that they hand out, of course, and they get all the school pictures in. And so now Tracy's busy designing those for different things. At Domtar, we do a lot of work with Domtar and Nacusa. They just had a big outage, and we do a lot of their safety forms and their tags, and so they used them all up, so we're getting orders to refill some of what they do, along with ERCO, too, who's having a downtime right now. So some great local manufacturers that we do a lot of safety work with, which is really, you know, I'm proud to do that and help keep their workers safe on the job and label things that, you know, need to be labeled. So we do a lot of work in that way. A lot of banners right now for sports teams, too. Posters, printing some posters up for the next theater show.
Right? Oh, yeah.
The Drinking Habit.
Got to be excited about it. We're all excited about that. Yeah.
Fun one. And I know Chris, you know, they reached out to me and having to print some posters for them of some of the cast, you know, that they put in the lobby that we can do on our bigger printer. So, you know, different little projects like that are fun for me, obviously, because it's, you know, my bandwidth anyway to help the theater out. But yeah, so a lot of little local projects. And we're doing a lot of blueprint printing. We got a printer in now that kind of can print some larger documents.
Cool.
Wham is staying busy too. Got some orders that were. There's a color run this weekend for Never Forgotten Autumn flight, and we're supplying them with the shirts, so they're going to get all colored.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool, you know. So we got a bunch of jobs going on there too. So, and Heather and the gang in Wham is putting together this morning. So,
and I'm glad. Keeping busy over there. And I'm glad to hear you bring up Wham, because we want to remind everybody, Phil, that we are calling all hometown heroes.
Yeah, please bring them in. Bring them in. Again, it's just logistics trying to get the next one out again. It's funny. We pick a winner, but then it's just getting the logistics down, the story down, and trying to line up when we can do some work with that person and get the word out. So we're almost there, I think. But please keep bringing those in. We'll get another one out very shortly, and we want to do more. So yeah, if you have any local person who does something that you see you think needs to be recognized, we'd be happy to do it.
All right.
Looking forward to talking again next Wednesday, Phil. And a big shout out to you and the gang over there, Quality Plus Printing, getting out your all our printing needs and taking care of our area and supporting our area like you do, sponsoring Playmakers. We greatly appreciate that, Phil.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. And bring it on. I love local radio, so I'm very happy you guys are surviving and thriving over there. And, you know, and that radio is in your ken.
I would hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah. You can join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil, you have a good week, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, take care, you guys. Thank you.
You too, Phil.
Our good friends over there, Quality Plus Printing. Join QPP right now. They're open right now till 4. Give them a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440. It's 423-7440. 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Go down A Street. You can't miss them. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Not only a great way to keep up to date with what they're doing, but if you have a hometown hero suggestion, you can write them directly on Facebook.
That's right.
You can also hit us up with those, and we'll make sure that Phil gets it.
That's right.
Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing and buy local, support local, support those that support this community, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and have some more words and more fun.
Have
words.
We're going to have words.
We will be loquacious.
Ooh.
Nicely done. Nicely done. That was smooth. Smooth is another one of those words.
Yes.
Smooth. At WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Wednesday. And a little melancholy music to play us in because it is the end of an era. Campbell's Soup is over. In name. Okay. Let's all calm down. Me first and foremost, because I live on this stuff pretty much. They just announced that they're planning to drop the soup and rename themselves the Campbell's Company.
What?
The CEO said today, today we're so much more than soup. The idea is that they have a whole bunch of brands and products now, like Pepperidge Farm breads, crackers and cookies, Pace salsa, Prego and Raul sauces, Snyder's pretzels, and Kettle potato chips. So they'd like to use the Campbell's name across more of that to expand the company's umbrella beyond just soup.
Gotcha.
The higher ups. That makes sense. The higher ups specifically mentioned Goldfish crackers, which they also own. They expect Goldfish snacks to become their largest brand by 2027. And of course, if you're a fan of the classics, don't worry. Soup is still a very important and valuable part of their business. Mm-hmm. So they definitely aren't phasing that out by any means.
Oh, no, no. They would. That'd be insane.
We're built on soup.
Yeah, that's right.
This company's built on soup, and it'll be over. My father's father's father started this company with tomato, with one tomato in a bowl.
Tomato.
In a bowl. One.
And he sold it to his neighbor guy. Like, hey, you want this? You know, it's hard to be built on soup because it's kind of liquidy.
It's,
you know,
very liquidy.
It's very not a very good foundation.
It's not
to
a
be
great
in.
Foundation.
It's not a good idea construction-wise. To be clear, the name change isn't official yet. Campbell Soup is a public company, so the brand will have to be approved by its shareholders first.
Right, to vote on it.
But Venice objects, by the way.
Nice, nice. Well done. I got to say, I don't think this really matters. I'm not trying to be mean.
Everybody calls it Campbell's anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I don't know that it hurts or helps them one way or the other. If I knew that Goldfish and Campbell's were the same company. I did not know that.
I didn't either. That they own Pepperidge Farm and all these other companies that I know, like Pace. You know, I knew, you know, salsa
personally,
and all that stuff.
I think that that's a great idea that they should have to put their name on everything. Just like all of the big conglomerate that own all these smaller grocery stores should also have to put their name on everything so that people know that there are 9 companies. I think it's about 9.
Yeah,
don't
9.
Quote me on that.
Yeah.
That own all of the grocery stores in the United States. Mm-hmm. All of them. Yeah. There's only 9.
Right.
No, that needs to be more clear for not only the American people, but just for business-wise as well, economically. You'll have people that are thinking, oh, we're doing really good. We have 3 different grocery chains. No, you have
they're
one grocery chain.
They're all owned by the same thing. Yeah, right, exactly.
There are certain things about this, even for marketing-wise or tourism-wise, there's a lot of reasons for what Melissa's talking about there. I agree with you, Melissa. I think that's a really strong point. I don't know that it'll certainly change anybody from picking a product or not that was already picking a product,
should be informed.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Information isn't always about what you do and how it affects you or changes you so much as you knowing and having the knowledge.
That's right.
And having the choice to be able to make a decision about that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the big part of this. And
with it being transparent, not hidden under how many layers and how many, you know, like how many hours of internet searching would you have to do to figure all of that out?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be that way, because you should have nothing to hide if you're a company.
That's right.
If you're a company, it'd be ridiculous for Phil to be like, "What are you talking about? Wham Incorporated? Wham Incorporated.
Yeah, right.
I haven't heard of these guys. Who are they? Sound pretty cool. Who are they?" Of course, he wouldn't do that.
Right. That'd be weird, right?
He's going to help promote that and everything. You should have nothing to hide. You should have nothing. And if you do, I have more questions.
Yeah,
I have a follow-up
why are
question.
You hiding?
Yes, I have questions, Kroger.
Yes.
Oh,
Kroger.
So many for Kroger.
Yes. A lot of them.
The only thing is that if they do, I hope they don't do away with like all the specific brand names, because then, you know, Goldfish, you know, I love what they said about Goldfish, you know, being their best thing, you know, like 2027. Yeah, According to my kids, that's absolutely the truth.
They are something.
But then we wouldn't have Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
That'll never go away.
It'll never go away. Never will.
It's one of my favorite ads ever.
You know why? Because Pep and Fab remembers. That's why it'll never go away. And in part because they're so good cookies.
Their cookies are pretty good.
The double dark chocolate, the Milano double dark chocolate, one of the greatest things that will ever touch your mouth.
Okay.
And one of the greatest things by far.
I'm going to defer to James on this. He is a cookie connoisseur, so he knows his stuff.
I try not to brag about these things. I really don't. But I got my bona fides on this one.
Yes, he does.
I got the receipts on this one. I have eaten more cookies than most human beings ever have. And this is one of the good ones.
And he's proud of it?
I'm
not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I see my parents like turning away in shame.
You know, there could be worse things.
That's true.
Thank you, Melissa.
Cookies could be, you know, cookies are pretty harmless, you know.
That boot he keeps talking about. Just be glad he's not a connoisseur of those.
We are going to be I love working with you guys. We got to wrap up here, and we're going to take you right at the top of the hour. But before we do, I did want to mention one thing. We got a lot of things to do in the 9 o'clock hour, so we don't have a ton of room for entertainment news. I wanted to make sure to get this in for those that did not hear, because honestly, I don't know that it's big news, but it is big news. And what that says about our world, that is up to you. What it says about our country, that is up to you. But for those that did not hear, after the debates last night, Taylor Swift announced that she is going to be endorsing Kamala Harris.
Okay.
She said in a quote, "I'm voting for Kamala Harris because her fight, she fights for the rights and causes I believe in. We need a warrior to champion them. I think she is a steady-handed, gifted leader, and I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by a calm and not chaos. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of running mate Tim Walz, who has been standing up for LGBTQ plus rights, IVF, and women's rights to her own body decision for decades." Sorry, dyslexia. And she signed it, "Taylor Swift, childless cat lady."
Ooh. Wow.
And if you're interested, I recommend watching Tim Walz's response as it was read to him live on air by Rachel Maddow.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. Just watch it. It's kind of...
It was pretty interesting. There's a lot of layers to this, and there's going to be pundits and plenty of people that can talk about the political implications of all of this and everything. Mm-hmm. I just want to take a second, and for everybody up there, 40 and older or 35 and older, anything like that, think about how Tim Walz is feeling right now. And how he's never felt this cool around his kids.
Never.
He's never felt this cool around younger people. I have a feeling Kamala Harris knows what it's like to feel cool. Like, she's had some moments like that and everything. I'm just going to go out on a limb there. But with Mr. Walz, who I followed his political career and I look up to, I think he's a very smart and intelligent man. Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about him politically. I just mean as a human being and as a high school football coach. I really enjoyed him.
The important parts here.
Right, right.
James, there's been two cool people from Minnesota ever. Prince and Bob Dylan, that's it. So he's got to feel great now.
He's got to feel really
good.
Feel good.
He's such a dad about it, though.
He is.
It's so great.
I think we can all just relate to that. You know, that's got to feel pretty good. We will be back with, we're going to feel pretty cool because Addison Morin's going to join us. Miss Wisconsin Rapids Team 2024 is going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.